from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The Texas running back situation, which is pretty...
Yeah, but they're going to have six more right behind the two that are out for the season.
Ram Nation,
bro. Texas.
Ram up. So, yeah, that's not till that's not this week. I think it's next week. But that's the first college football bet I've made of the year. Colorado State plus 35.
You're not going to mess with this Florida State game?
You know, I probably will, knowing
just
myself.
Just have a little action on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Knowing myself, I probably will. But more research is needed. I'm trying to figure out, okay, the money is coming in on Georgia Tech. What am I missing? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is there an injury? Is there like are they getting there earlier than Florida State? Like, what's the news in this situation? Before I just, because obviously you want to play Florida State, you know, -10, but they lost so much. You just wonder maybe the transition with DJ Uiagalelei is maybe going to be a little rockier than anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
I am lower on him than I am than I was Jordan Travis, because he's just a different style quarterback. You know, I mean, that said, Mike was good with all of them at Memphis. You know, I mean, they had different skill sets at Memphis. Riley was not the same quarterback as Brady White. You know, and he had success with both. So what? Why do we think it won't be the same with you know? But you lose Keon Coleman, you lose Jordan Travis, you lose all those pieces on defense. I mean, it is a big, you know, no worries. It is a big adjustment and a big transition. So 10 in a conference game, neutral site, you know, I don't love it. So it's one of those things where it's Florida State or nothing for me. But I'll probably put some on it, just knowing myself, you know.
Hopefully Mike got there early.
Yeah. I don't know what the I gotta look into that. I gotta see, because there's always a reason. There's always a reason. If the what did it open at 14, you said? Okay, so why are we just saying that was too big of a number? And if we are saying that, why are we saying that? I guess Georgia Tech did have it wasn't a great season by any means last year, but maybe they got better by the end. I remember the Miami debacle where that was a miracle. So I don't know. I'd have to look into
Georgia Tech's supposed to get there Thursday. Okay. I don't know on Florida State's, but I found Georgia Tech's arrival.
They're getting there this week.
Yeah.
Okay, so they'll be there for.
This was written, 21st. Yeah, this was written today. They're getting there Thursday.
That seems not enough time.
Seems too close to the game.
Dude, I remember when I went to Serbia.
That's what I'm saying. If Florida State's already been there, I feel great about it.
I went to Serbia, and it took me the whole week to adjust to the time difference. I mean, for real. I mean, so
they're not getting there until tomorrow. I would have thought they were already getting there today or already there.
Because I was like, oh, is the game must be next week. No, dog, it's this week. So that's
Florida State did lose those edge rushers, right? Like, they did not replace those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So their defense is probably going to be lighter. And then you got a new quarterback. You're traveling. I could see where. What's the number?
It's 10 now. I get it. Like, I get it. I understand it. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I mean, Norvell is going to run that thing up. I mean, that's what he does. If he can, he will. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Maybe the over is the better play in that one.
Yeah.
You know, if Georgia Tech keeps it within 10 or 11, you got to think that game is going over as well. So I'd have to look into it. But yeah. I do feel like, all right, we're gonna do week zero, right? We're gonna have it. College football is gonna have it. Let's have a game. let's have a real game if we're going to do it. Otherwise, right. let's just not do it. Like, give me like a tilt.
You get Hawaii and Delaware State. You get this deal overseas. It's light.
Right. Last year it was Navy Notre Dame in Dublin. You know, I mean, I guess this is better than that.
Yeah.
But it's not exactly one. And wasn't it like Northwestern and somebody a year before that?
It's a half-ass matchup.
So it's like, okay, but like, let's just do it. You know, give me one good, like, give me a top 25 matchup. To kick it off.
Right.
I mean, and then I'm like, all right, week zero. Otherwise, it's like you give me this, like you said, half-baked, half-assed ACC game.
Yep.
Although Florida State, you know, intriguing. I am intrigued for that. But it's like, I don't care about Georgia Tech.
If it were Clemson, it would light you up a little more.
Yeah, give me Florida State and Clemson week zero. Like, let's do it. Do you agree with that, Jason?
I mean, I do.
It doesn't really matter that much, but...
No, it'd be nice to soup it up a little bit.
Yeah, like, give me a reason to, like, get excited for week zero. Otherwise, I just feel like I'm kind of going through the motions. Like, it's just another week, you know? I don't give a damn about how Hawaii and Delaware State... Although, apparently, Delaware State missed their original flight.
That's wild.
They got there late, so...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know how that impacts everything.
Don't know how they're going to be able to get them all on one flight later.
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting to see how they handle that. They cancel the game or what? But
this was printed today. It says on the day Florida State football leaves to Dublin, Ireland, Mike Norvell holds an intense practice before the Seminoles leave. This was printed today. So I'm assuming they're just now going over as well, whether it's today or tomorrow.
I mean, that just seems kind of crazy.
I'm surprised that they've gone so late. I figured they would have been there earlier in the week.
Right.
Should like, leave on Tuesday.
Why
or
not
something.
Get a couple practices in Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And certainly just get used to the time adjustment.
So maybe the under is the actual play there since they're not going to be adjusted and they're not going to have any practice time.
See, I'd have figured they were already over there.
I don't know. That seems kind of nuts to me. But again, I don't know what the logistics are.
Oh, the other thing about souping up week zero real quick to add to your point, like there's no NFL. Like right now you could sort of take over.
And the last time.
You know, all you got is preseason. This is a window of opportunity for college football that it feels like you're not cashing in on completely.
No question.
You can get ahead of them.
Just like Friday night last week, there was no preseason game for some reason. I was like, why are there no preseason games on Friday night last week? It just kind of doesn't really add up. There's nothing else going on.
No, I'd throw you a couple ranked matchups, and man, the ratings would be through the roof.
Yeah, they 100% would
be. It's all preseason right now in NFL. You got your people looking for some Olympics done. You got, you know, you could have really cashed in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. You have the games. You have a week of games. So, like put a couple good ones on there. You know, I promise it won't hurt.
But that's where a czar of college football that doesn't exist maybe, you know, is thinking about those things. You don't have
exactly
to in college football.
Exactly. All right, we'll talk to Norton Hurd the fourth of 125, get his thoughts on college basketball this season. 70 most impactful NIL figures was released today by Silver Waves Media. And I'm going to need him to explain to me how all 70 of these people aren't just absolute scammers. They all look like scammers to me. They all look like they got like gold watches in their like trench coats, man. Like, I think some of them probably are that are like taking advantage of the kids. Some of them aren't. Some of them are like, you know, coaches for, you know, universities, you know. But some of them are like these agents. Jimmy's on there. Not him. But there's like these come latelys that you've never heard of that are like agents.
Give me again the how they titled the list.
The 70 most impactful people in NIL.
So would that include a Penny and Stansberry in there or not?
Conceivably.
Okay. You're
conceivably.
Gonna tell us. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
But it could have. They didn't make the cut.
I would have to just think with the way they've used NIL, they'd be up there.
Yeah, like there's the BYU guy. There's a BYU I don't even remember what he's like. He's like the director of ops. There's a Syracuse basketball general manager. But then there's like a lot of
Stansberry should be on there. I mean, what are we talking about?
There's a lot of guys on here who I would expect to approach me in Vegas about getting into a club and text me if you want to get in.
Those aren't the coach types.
That's how I would describe a lot of these guys. You know what I'm talking about? Like the promoters. They're like, if you want to get in, text me this at this number. I might text you. Leave it alone. Go to bed. Anyway, we'll talk to Hurd about that. at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is the proud media partner for the 2024 Touchdown Club of Memphis. Next up, Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, on Monday, August 26th at the Hilton Memphis. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com.
Right, back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Norton Hurd, the fourth, is going to join us at 125. Looking forward to that. I saw that somebody says that Jasper Johnson has a leader. Who knows if that's true or not, but maybe we can ask Hurd about that.
No, he'll give us the scoop.
Yeah.
They will tell us certainly whether that's
what
true
the latest
or not.
Is. Exactly, yeah. So we haven't talked a lot about the preseasons coming up this week, but it is the final week of the NFL preseason before regular season games commence. We have a few good games. I'll just kind of, again, I watch preseason so you guys don't have to.
We're tomorrow night. On your national television.
Tomorrow night, however, there will be no starters for the Chicago Bears. So
under.
Jason says under. He says under for the Bears tomorrow night. So it's Indianapolis at Cincinnati at 7 o'clock on Prime Video. That's going to be on Prime Video. Indianapolis is playing starters. So Anthony Richardson and company are going to get about a quarter and a half is what I am told. So if you want to see Anthony Richardson for the regular season, there you have it. Cincinnati not playing starters. They got Joe Burrow his one drive in week one of the preseason. They're moving on. They're done. He scored a touchdown. That's it.
Okay. So he didn't. He was throwing interceptions in the joint practices.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ready.
Chicago, Kansas City, no starters on either team. You could completely ignore this game, even though it's on NFL Network. You can totally ignore it. Jacksonville at Atlanta on Friday on NFL Network. Jacksonville playing starters for about a half. So they're going to play. You're going to see a lot of Trevor Lawrence. And
I was finding this very dangerous playing these guys in the one before the season starts.
Yes.
Because I would lean toward no.
It's the dress rehearsal, right? That's kind of the idea.
Some are using it as that. I think obviously Andy Reid is of that old belief that you don't play him the game before.
He played him last week.
Yeah, so. and the week before.
Yeah. Atlanta. Not playing starters. So Jacksonville at Atlanta. Jacksonville's playing starters. Atlanta is.
Hell, Atlanta don't even play Penix. And he ain't a starter.
Right.
Didn't last week.
Miami at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay playing some starters, some offensive starters. Miami, not really. So if you want to watch Baker Mayfield, watch him cook for a drive, you could do that. San Fran at Vegas. NFL Network, 9 o'clock. Vegas, no starters. They decided on their quarterback. San Fran, yes, starters. So they're going to play more starters than they did a week ago. Brock played last week with no offensive line starters and no receiver starters.
Well, he looked terrible on one of those throws across the field.
Yes, this week you'll see more of those guys. So San Fran at Vegas, if you want to watch San Fran starters, you could do that. Working down the list here, Carolina starters are expected to play against the Bills. So Bryce Young is going to get a little bit of time.
This is way more starters than I thought would be going before I even,
I'm just going to go down the list. Pittsburgh starters, yes, at Detroit.
Well, they need to go.
Yes,
they need to go. At least the offense.
Baltimore at Green Bay. I think there might be a small chance of Green Bay starters because they've been getting their ass kicked for a week straight in joint practice and games. So maybe LaFleur is that pissed.
That's concerning. You're getting your butt kicked by – is that Denver?
Yeah.
That's concerning.
Small chance you see Green Bay starters at noon on Saturday. No in Baltimore. Minnesota at Philadelphia, no starters either side. L.A. at Houston, seems like a small chance of starters with Houston, but I don't think we'll see them long if you do. L.A., Dallas, no starters. New York Giants, New York Jets. I don't know. It seems like maybe the Giants will, but I don't think they will play long. Jets, it seems like no. Cleveland, Seattle, yes, Cleveland. Cleveland will be playing starters this week. Deshaun Watson is going to get some work in. Seattle, I think, is undecided at this point. And then we move on to Sunday. Tennessee at New Orleans. Titans, yes, starters. So even though they played week one, not week two, they're coming back for week three. So Levis is going to get a few drives with those guys.
Yeah, they need to tune up before they see us.
That's right.
Before they come to shy.
I think New Orleans, probably not. No starters. Arizona, no starters. Denver, undecided. They've been killing everybody in the preseason. I think if they've decided on Nix as the guy, though, you'd probably not see him in this one. And then finally, New England at Washington. No starters for the Washington Commanders, which means no Jaden Daniels. And New England, will be, not that it matters, but they will be playing starters in this one. Jerod Mayo, very angry and sad that they lost the second game of the preseason to the Eagles. So he's gonna have his starters out there.
Yeah, I don't understand being emotional about that.
He's very sad. His like Brian Flores, his voice was trembling.
Well, Brian had a reason.
Well,
this is preseason.
Gerod had,
somebody
felt like he had a reason.
This is preseason.
Yeah, he's like, I just can't believe. Like, he was very upset about it. So you will have to wait until the third or fourth, everybody, if you want to see Money Milton. I know that is everybody's first priority, Joe Milton. Joe Milton is life. Life is Joe Milton. You'll have to wait until the third or fourth quarter to see him.
They're going to have to make a decision. They can't go into the season with four. It's four QBs, right?
It is four.
Yeah, it's four.
Bailey Zappi's getting cut.
Or traded.
Yeah. What you going to trade him for, man? Some hot chips?
Somebody give you a pick for him that needs a two? There's plenty of them in the league that looks like their twos are bad.
He stinks.
Zappi?
He's terrible. Yeah.
I would take him. Somebody take him as their two.
I wouldn't trade him for a duffel bag of Funyuns. I just wouldn't. So anyway, that's your preseason report, bro. Lots of starters. More than you thought.
Yeah, I thought it was standard at this point that most of the league is sitting their guys down. I think it's smart to do so.
Yeah.
Especially now with the just the how much more the frequency of joint practices is happening. I think most of these coaches feel like you get between that work and the first couple of preseason games, you feel like you get it done there. You get the reps.
Right.
That's the key word, reps, for these guys that you need.
Exactly.
So at this point, I'm prioritizing safety.
Yes.
This close to the season.
Yes, exactly right. But some teams are not.
But I'm glad that we'll have something to look forward
to.
Yeah,
you'll have some games. Yeah.
More than I thought would be. A
couple drives. You can tune
somewhat
in
relevant, at least first half.
Exactly right. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd, the fourth, going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Crow 2024 edition. Bill Skarsgård reprising Brandon Lee in the Crow this week. So we'll get his thoughts on that film reboot. Also, some basketball recruiting and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.5 FM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
ESPN. Norton Heard the Fourth is the team Thad director and coach. Black Coach Association All-Circuit selection for what he did on the EYBL circuit. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. He's a mover. He's a shaker. You can follow him on X at Dream Big Herd and on IG at I Am Coach Herd. He got a lot going on because Lord knows, you know, that new Shoot 360 building up at on Big Orange Road is up and rolling. How are things, man? It feels like you kind of like, you know, you got a whole nother job as like the GM over there.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Jason, John, Brad, whole 92.9 family. But yeah, it's doing good, Jason. And the thing about it that's most exciting, like we kind of been talking about for the kids to get better and everything like that. The thing that is most exciting, it has picked up a lot of buzz, and we still haven't even did the grand opening yet. The grand opening is in September, but we already got people doing memberships. We got national tournaments that have already locked in dates this fall and this spring. So it'd be really good. We start the fall league tomorrow. Jason and John, I know y'all remember back when Memphis had crazy talent and CBL fall league and Super 80.
Yeah.
Man, that's kind of what it is. We already got like 100 kids sign up, all, you know, the best, you know, kids from the Whitehaven kids, the Houston kids, the Barley kids. I mean, tomorrow's opening day, and then it's Tuesday that we even got a girls' day. I mean, it's really, I'm excited about fall league tomorrow. You know, I know people in the city always DM me, Instagram, Twitter. Heard, who's the prep kids that we need to look at? I know some leaving. I know there ain't that many left. Who is it? And now they got a chance every week to come see it because we have all the top kids in high school, middle school. We got a really good elementary league. I think I hit you yesterday, Jason. You will see the rosters later on. Chris is on there. So it'll just be good for all parts or whatever.
Hey, real quick, true or false for both of you guys. Austin Nichols went off, got a lot better in the Super 80. When you said Super 80, it brought back some old memories. And didn't, like, I don't want to say he got cemented there, but didn't he go there and tear it up, and then from there, like, recruitment took off?
Mm-hmm.
I know John would, though. I don't know.
That's actually where I used to be out there filming, highlights, and I've been putting together. I put together a couple of videos of the interviews, and
when John was out there working her.
I don't care no
out
more.
Out there putting the videos together.
Now, you know, maybe.
That was Cowboy and them on that Super 80, wasn't it? Shout out to Cowboy.
Yep. Shout out to Cowboy. Yep. And John, I met you there. You might not remember. Well, I ain't gonna say I met
at
you.
At the Super 80?
Yeah, John, I kind of seen a little dude over there trying to work, say he was from White Station or whatever, at Super 80, because I don't know if you remember. That was the year, like, so the way we do it, we split up the teams a little more evenly, but that was the year I brought Chioza, LaRon, and all them. So, of course, you know how, you know, smart guys like Cowboy the City know, oh, these guys connect these, but, you know, come over here and coach it. Like, that's how it was back then. And so I brought LaRon and Markavis Hyman and Chioza and that group, and then we're playing against Jarnell Stokes.
Yep.
That's how I met Tony Sawyer, matter of fact, because he was the strength coach of Austin and Stokes, and then he was coaching that team.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Skull was out there too, right? Wasn't Skull out there? Didn't he come? Or maybe it was a little too early. I want to say LaRon dunked over somebody, though, or tried to dunk over somebody.
He was dunking over everybody. I'm going to tell you a crazy story with LaRon. We kind of beat Tony's team, right? So at this point, I'm just hyping LaRon up. LaRon younger than Stokes. So you know how kids get. Him and Stokes are kind of like almost getting to it. And, you know, at this time, even though I'm a grown man, Stokes is like, when I get close on him, you know, to tell kids to stop, he's built like
huge
a NFL linebacker.
Yes.
So
the end.
That's how me and Tony got cool, because he was the only one that could really, like, pick him up and stuff like that. You know, we just stop it or whatever. But, no, it was some really good talent, and we're looking to bring it back. And I'm excited, because whether you play for – I don't know if it's a such thing as Memphis Birds. I'm just throwing it out there. But Memphis Birds, Memphis Oracle, Team Thad, Hoop City, wherever you play, it has nothing to do with that. Well, no matter what your skill level is, it's just the better kids all the way down. They're getting ready for school ball. We're keeping them sharp for these next 3 weeks before school ball start on all levels. Like you even told me yesterday, your son, even at the elementary level, they got really good elementary leagues now that they didn't have back in our days that started in December and things like that. So we got all levels of kids. And one more thing I want to say, y'all, we did a workout this weekend. And John, I even challenged you or whoever. People walked in the gym and was like, oh, my God, how did this get here? When did this come here? I never seen nothing like this in Memphis. And y'all know me. I don't hype nothing up. I don't hype PGM, Nike. I'm usually more on the reserve side. But when you – and it's not nothing I'm trying to sell either, because, I mean, it's a great product. It's still itself. We already got a lot of stuff going. When you walk in here, whenever you get a chance to catch a fall league game, you know, Brad or John, I know Jason got to be there, you're going to see – I'm talking about it's top of the line – what the Shoot 360, the facility, and it is really, really nice.
Now, I already know. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what the rental situation is looking like, because I'd like to bring, you know, me and but a group I choose to bring, you know, that I can, you know, maybe even dunk on. You know, but I don't know. Did you never see me?
We're not lowering the goals for you.
Yeah, we don't know. We lowering the goals.
I'm a paying customer. I'm a paying customer, Coach. So I'm just wondering if you have some rental quotes for me. Are you going to send those to me after the show?
No, I would definitely. They're online, and we offer. You know what's crazy? From police leads, every people. You know, from shooting drills, from 4-year-olds all the way up to middle school, high school, college, adults, guys in 40s that still think they can hoop. It's a place for everybody. We have, you know, birthday party. We even, you know what's cool? How kids like to play games. I don't know if I told y'all this, Jason and John. You'll see tomorrow when you come, Jason. We have an area in there where we done put 4-5 TVs, a lobby, 4-5 PlayStation. We're going to be doing gaming tournaments from 2K to Call of Duty to NCAA. Like, it's so much stuff. Yeah. Going. We got recovery. It's off the chain, really. And like I say, once y'all see it, and we haven't even did the grand old. John, you go love it. Like, it's because I know you like to shoot and stuff. And
I do.
You'll see when you walk in. It's a whole – I say you like to shoot. I ain't say you can't shoot. But it's a whole setup up there for guys like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm more of like I want to get out on the open floor, and I want to get that – you know, I want to snowbird, and I want to be waiting at the three-point line. So just pass me the rock. I'm not passing half court. Just pass me the rock, and I'll do the job. Now, let me ask you this. Well, I'm just curious. Like, this is Hoop City. So are you, you know, in terms of your, you know, court, are they just occupied, like, at all times? It must be somebody's in there all the time at Shoot 360.
Yeah, so, of course, like I said, we haven't even did a full grand opening. So the grand opening is September 8th. So everybody who came in there this Saturday – it's like, oh, I didn't know this was here. You know, we haven't did crazy promotions. We is at the same spot. People be like, oh, you're at the same Reform? Yeah, the cheer group was on the other side, and we were secretly building over there. And boom, we just opened the wall. Now we got a 5-court facility. But no matter who you with, Ernie was just there 2 days ago doing a walkthrough with me. So it's not a team dad thing,
right,
per
right,
se.
Right.
Maybe on the side that we originally had when the summer come, Team Thad would practice it. Like Ernie, prime example, we talked the other day. Me and him go partner up on kind of, all kind of camps, clinics. He go do things, you know, even with his leads in there. But of course, in the summer, you know, he probably won't practice Hoop City right next to Team Thad. But far as all the other stuff, yeah, it's other fall leagues going on that I didn't invite in there. You got to understand, it's a 5-court facility, John, plus a Shoot 360. So it's like, it's so much opportunity and availability that's going on. The homeschool leagues have started practicing in there. We start next month. We got Special Olympics going on Monday. So it's just, and like I said, we haven't even did a grand opening. So this is just by, you know, word of mouth and people coming and like, oh, my God, this is nice. So, no, Hoop City, anything, it is room for everybody in here.
No, I'm looking at an old video that I did for Super 80. This was back in 2011 now, so you got to go back 12 years. But on the same court, playing in the same game, you had Leron Black, Jarnell Stokes, Austin Nichols, Markel Crawford, like all on the, in the same game.
See, that's why I remember Austin coming out of that cemented because of who he went against, the level of talent.
Yeah, and then like Skull was here as a, I don't know if he would have been a freshman or whatever the case may. Matthew Butler's playing. Matthew Butler was a Big East guy. Like, it's just insane the amount of sheer talent that was playing in this league. And again, it's a reminder that it just ain't necessarily like that anymore. But I do enjoy these fall
that's
leagues,
crazy.
Man.
And Cowboy, I saw just in, that's why we bring him up because of the Super 80. He's going over to Pure, Coach. You probably already knew. I don't know if John knew. And I saw where he said that Sean Williams is going to be his associate head coach there. And I say that for those that didn't know, not just for the info, but if you had to rank them, and we know how you feel about Thad, we know how you feel about Penny, but in terms of greatest talents to ever come out of here, how high would a Sean Williams be on your list?
On my list, Sean Williams is arguably top five, top ten. Like, I love Sean. You understand, I'm from South Memphis. So, in them days, when you see, so how Thad made his name, I remember MUS, right? It's the summertime. Thad is a freshman. Sean is a junior. Thad kind of made some moves. They're like, holy, who is this young guy? But before we can get to who Thad was, Sean was already this established 6'9 guy playing every position, could shoot the ball, could handle the ball. I mean, I was a huge Sean Williams guy. So to me, Sean is arguably one of the best wings and versatile guys that ever come out this city. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, I just thought that he, you know, I thought he was really right there. You know, Thad, of course, did more years in the league and all this stuff. But I thought Sean was right,
yeah, every
you know,
chance.
Right there at one point in time.
To your point,
yeah,
right,
you know,
to have that kind of Thad career, to have to last, have that, he had every chance to have that because of the talent.
Yeah, I think, guys, you know, and I know Sean a couple years older than Thad and then Quintel a couple years more than Sean. But I felt they all was them guys that changed the game back then. The 6'7", 6'8", guys that can play. And we all was in South Memphis and Walker Home, so those guys right there, you know, I felt like were, you know, the guys that can do that after the Pennies and Fred Henderson had left in the 90s. These were the guys who did it going on and stuff like that. So I'm huge Sean Williams. What he did at Memphis, I just think he was, I think Sean talent, he was effortlessly. And to be that tall that can shoot like that, I mean, I don't know about you guys how much y'all follow him, but I'm real high on Sean Williams, though. Like, and
Sean
people call
so
him Sonny. Yeah, people call him Sonny because when he killed, I think, Gonzaga or somebody, Dickie B didn't realize the E was silent, and Sonny Williams, he's a diaper, you know what I'm saying? And so.
Nah, Sean was, Sean, I
he
think.
He shut down Morrison, I remember that.
Yep.
He wanted to, he told Cal, give him to me, he told him, say, I want to guard him, and he shut him down in the second half.
No, I think Sean's career is definitely one that gets overlooked at Memphis. I mean, obviously a one-year deal, but he was a dog. I mean, first-round pick, like, I love Sean Williams' game. Man, he was like, in many ways, he was kind of ahead of his time, right? Because he was like that stretch four. You know, I mean, stretch four was not really a thing in 05, bro. That was not the trend. He was kind of like the first, you know, and I think that was the vision with Indiana. He played a long time, you know what I'm saying? Played a long time in the NBA. But, yeah, I think Sean's career is one of those Memphis careers that definitely doesn't get talked about enough because he was, 18-7 in the CUSA tournament? he was damn near unguardable.
No, you're right, Sean. And they just keep bringing us back. And I don't know if the listeners, because me, you, Brad, we all, Jason, we all are, we so deep into rich Memphis tradition, basketball history, and we don't want to keep sounding like old guys, but it's one. It's like a guy that used to own a Bentley or something. He could just tell you how it runs. Having a son, a fan, like you said, Austin Stokes, them on the same, like, that is what Memphis basketball is. Like, that's what it is about. To the point, I'm almost going to keep it real. I'm almost jealous, and jealous might be the wrong word, of like the Wow or Cowboy guys back in the day that could just drive 5 and 10 minutes and get so many fives. So I was like, I haven't been able, since I've been coaching and being a part of it, haven't been, you know, it's been some good talent, but it haven't been the level that you could just pull up and South Memphis, and it's a Sean and Thad and a Burks and Andre Allen. You can go to North Memphis and you can go to East Memphis and J.P. Prince. Like, yeah. I haven't been a part of that as a coach yet. You know what I mean? And so it just lets you know that it's just that we love where we came from, but this is a really, really great city with rich basketball history.
Yeah. No, it absolutely. I'm actually watching some. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It is. We go on memory. We need some new memories.
Like you said, Quintel Woods is one of those names. Quintel.
We need some new ones.
You can go on and on.
Hey, I saw a tweet today. And I know you don't do this. I know you don't do the recruiting, but I saw a tweet from some guy today that said Jasper has a top three and that Bama is the leader. I'm not going to ask you necessarily to comment on that, but, you know, where does his decision stand, and just what's the latest with Jasper, the five-star guard that plays for Team Thad?
So, I meet with his family because he just got from Damian Lillard camp in Arizona. Then he was finna go to New York. He's still doing a lot of traveling. Went to the Nike Mamba out in Portland. To the Nike Academy. He go to Mamba, the Kobe thing, and now later day, right? So, I think after that, we pretty much go shut it down, you know, because it's time for school and all that. But he's going to OTE. He is down to three. The fourth one was Arkansas. He really had a really, really good feel with Cal. I think if Cal was still at Kentucky, Kentucky would probably be not saying he ain't going to pick them. It probably would have been a no-brainer at that point because of the relationship. For whatever reason, I think the other three programs, he just got way more information about them than he got about Arkansas. So I think Arkansas is probably on the outside looking in. And the three is North Carolina, and no order, Kentucky and Alabama. I wouldn't fully agree and say Alabama's the leader because I just talked with his family not too long ago, and they was giving me different scenarios of the pros and cons on everybody, and I think he's pretty torn because he really loves Alabama, but then he really loves the perks of being at home in Kentucky, and then he really loves North Carolina. He kind of even grew up a North Carolina fan. And, you know, these days, as much as it is about basketball fit, and I'm not speaking his business, I'm just speaking on overall, they got to weigh in on, you know, the NIL numbers on both situations, which are very healthy for a kid like this. You might, you know a thing. And so them are the three. But I wouldn't say, you know, we're recruiting too, John and Jason. You know, I kind of laugh sometimes when the fans get in it or certain writers say stuff because in recruiting, it could change
so
day to
fast.
Day, 2 days
exactly.
By 2 days, depending on what that next conversation was.
The next combo, exactly.
Especially with everything that can be offered in today's world, you know what I mean? And so them are the three, though, and I think we are a week away. I know he wanted to do some at the end of this month. I've been so, like, you know, busy with multiple things and getting, you know, the gym and stuff off that we're going to talk again at the end of the week because, you know, we'll kind of set it. Because at one point he was even saying maybe the gym is an option. He don't know if he wants to come here and do it. He don't know if he want to do a steakhouse or some spot in any city. Let's say he picked, you know, Alabama or North Carolina. Of course, he's not going to do that in the state of Kentucky, so he won't be doing it anymore. So he was just looking at his options. But wherever he go, them are three super high-level schools, and they'll be getting a high-level player. And so I think everything will work out pretty good.
Heard you're a man that comes in here in a different pair of Nikes, it feels like. You stun on us every week. You've got those kinds of connections. So I would ask you, as a guy who, you know, Nike guy, you know, you're a shoe man, what would you estimate the value potentially of 26 pair of foam posits that Penny say you know, these are exclusive, not to be sold, you know, whether it's for the team, for him, whatever else. Like that, yeah, I don't know if you saw, but there was a porch pirate went and got the boxes from outside his house, got 26 pair of phone posits. Penny said they're all exclusive. What would the potential value of those 26 pair of phone posits be? Yes, bro. Hit him. They got pictures of the dude and everything. They're looking for him. He's a big white guy. Looked like he's related to John.
Wow.
Hit him for 26 pair, bro. Yeah, they hit Penny, right?
I know it's crime everywhere, but we got to do it. So I would say I don't know which ones these are, and so I'm not looking at the value or resale on them. I would just say at $500 a pop, that's $13,000.
Yeah, okay? I knew we were talking thousands. I figured it was.
Yeah, that's 13. At $250 a pop, that's...
650 would half of 13.
That'd be 650. Now some of the shoes can go for $1,000. So that's really unfortunate. And if Penny stayed where I think he stayed at once before, that's a really, 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 really nice neighborhood. That's not off no main street. And then you got to even walk up. I don't know which house this was either. You know what I mean? But that's unfortunate, man. And I hate things like that has to happen. And I know people are probably looking at it like, oh, that's Penny, and he can just order some more. But, you know, people still, you know, don't want to be, you know, mistreated or taken advantage of, you know what I mean? And so I hate that for him or probably the kids or whoever wanted them right here, right there. And I know this is a sports station, but I know y'all mentioned a lot of subjects. When we was talking about even people moving here and stuff, man, we just got to do better here because this is a great town. I tell people that all over the world, this is a great town. And we have our problems, but even with the great golf tournament, was that last week? Was it last week, the golf tournament here? It got great buzz, but even with that, they were saying that it started getting embarrassing because people was parking across the street at this Hampton Inn and walking over, and all their cars got broken into. And that was a kind of like sour on the town. I don't know if y'all heard about that. It was a sour day, and it's like, we got great stuff coming here. I just would, you know, like for us to do a better job at handling it where we can continue showing people how great of a city this is.
Yeah, we're going to work on it, man, every day. That's all we can do is just pick up a shovel and work on it. Heard, you're the best, man. Thanks, as
Thank
always.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you. Yes, sir.
Gordon Heard, the fourth. Team Thad, program director and coach. Appreciate it.
Little
you.
Plug here for time, as always. Coach Heard. He'll be doing some shows for us in September again with Jeffrey.
There you go.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Yes. Good stuff. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Wednesday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is the proud media partner for the 2024 Touchdown Club of Memphis. Next up, Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, on Monday, August 26th at the Hilton Memphis. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com.
At Robert Irwin Jewelers, that's where you're going to get the choices. You're going to get the best prices. And you're going to get the peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee. The way that works is you get the loose diamond. You get the custom-made engagement ring at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If something happens between you and your lovely partner in that first 365 days, you can bring it back, get the money back. And it's just that simple. That's that peace of mind that Robert Irwin Jewelers offers that nobody else does. Go see Howie today.
Perks come with it, too. Free ring sizing for life. There's a chance, you know, your finger is going to change over the years. Maybe put on a little weight and get that thing resized. Whether it's your wedding band or her engagement ring, they've also got jewelry spa service for life. And that's not just a wipe down. We are talking stone tightening, buffing, polishing, ultrasonic cleaning, all of it for life when you get that engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie wants you to come back. That's why he's going to make it the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. And he's got all of the options, including ask her now, pay later, with financing like 24 months deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Just got to get over there and let him take care of you. You'll be in good hands. The best. Now with three locations, South Haven, Bartlett, and the brand new Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're online at rijewelers.com.
That'll do it for us today. Thanks to Norton Heard IV for joining us. Happy to hear him on with Jeffrey in September. So that will be a lot of fun. Thanks to him for joining us on the show today. Jeffrey and Company up next. It'll be Kevin Cerrito in with him. It's going to do it for us today. For Jason, I'm John. We're on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.